Okay, today's daf is daf kuf hey. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah kuf dalet amud beis. So yesterday we learned about the sugya of how to define a sale if the person says mita bechevel, which case he means that it's supposed to be measured very exactly, and therefore any deviation has to be taken into consideration, paid for, or if it's large enough, given back, whatever the case may be. And the other case was hen chaser and yaser, which means a little bit more, a little bit less, actually means a little bit less, a little bit more, in which case you have a standard deviation, 1/24, a quarter of a kav per sa, which is 7.5 kav per kor of shloshim sa, and it's only once it gets past that that you have to make these adjustments. And then the Mishnah discussed, okay, how you make the adjustments. This Mishnah introduces, actually, and by the way, we ended up, if you recall, saying that there was really no point in mentioning the Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser, because even if you would have said Stam, a saw, you would have meant Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser, which made it stick, so what's the point? As Rashbam explains there, the point is this Mishnah. Because this is a continuation. What if a guy says both? The guy says, Mida Bechevel Ani Mocher Lecha, Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser. This is like... The guy can't seem to make up his mind. So he says two contradictory things. On the one hand, he says that I'm selling you something that is very exact. And on the other hand, he says, I'm selling you something that's approximate. No, which one is it? The din is that batel hin cheser hin yeser mida b'cheva. In that case, the last statement is mavatel, the first statement. So even though he started saying it, that I'm selling you mita b'chevel, he clearly changed his mind. So that we go according to the Lashon Acharon. This means tvos Lashon Acharon. If he said it in the other direction, so then the halach would be the opposite. So then bita mita b'chevel, lehin chesra and yeser. For the end, he said mita b'chevel. We go according to the Lashon Acharon, divrei ben nanas, so that we assume that this guy is changing his mind. He's making it very clear. No, it's actually this way. Since, of course, we're not talking about Eidut here in any way, I mean, he has a right to define the contract any way that he wants. The only question is, what does he want? We're saying this is what he wants. Omer Reb Abba Bar Mama Lama Rav, I want you to know that, Rav says, I want you to know that Chokin Alav Chavirav Al Ben Anas, not everybody agrees with Ben Anas, that we would say Tvos Lashon Acharon. I need Rav to teach me this. Michael Marshall, Antonina, that's a beferish mission that we had in Bob Mitzia. Ma'ase b'tzipori, b'echad she'sachar merchatz mi'chaviro b'shlim asar zuvim l'shana. A guy made a deal like this. He owned a bathhouse, and he rents it out. And he says, as he's making the deal, he says, you know what? The price is shlim asar zuvim l'shana. So we have 12 golden zuvim, quite a bit of money for the year. And then he says, dinner l'chodesh. That's not the same thing. And unfortunately, what it turned out is that the Bezdim was Ma'abed Hashanah. So now, it's a 13-month year. Now the Shaila is, does he pay 12 per year, or does he own 13? So this is a big difference. How do we paskin over there? So it says, continues the Mishnah, Ba ma'asel, if they were trimming a little, if they were biyosi, in a Shanah mu'uberet. V'yom lu yachalokot, chodesh ha'ibur. So according to Ben Nanas, what should we say? The guy was making it very clear that he changed his mind and he decided he only wants to go through with the deal if we're going to pay him a dinner a month. So then obviously we have to pay for the 13 months. Since they say that the din is, we split it. So they apparently hold it's the same as any mama namuto besafik. We're not sure what his intent was and let them split it. Says the Gemara, no. Rav is coming to still tell us a big chiddush. Because if I would have learned the Mishnah about Metzia, I might have thought that in that case, it doesn't involve Ben Nanas' pshat at all. Why? Because imi hatam hava amina, hatam hu diikalamim mahadir kohadi bay, viikalamim perushika mefarish. Avalacha da vade komahadir bay, emalo. The thing is that over there is a way of saying that he's not changing his mind. What he's really saying is like this. The price is 12 per year. However, it's collectible monthly, which means that this is a month-by-month contract. So first of all, it means I can throw you out. And secondly, it means that I expect to be paid every month. Because normally we say that schirut mishtalemet b'sof. So if we pay at the end of the period of the rental, if the rental would be a year, it means I have to wait a year until you're going to pay me. No. The price is 12 per year. And that I've agreed on. If it turns out to be a longer year, it'll be a longer year. But I want to be paid month by month. So there's no contradiction to my original statement. I'm simply clarifying what I mean. I'm telling you a price, and I hold by the price, no matter how long the year is. However, the contract is renewable, and I want to be paid by the month. So we're going to split up. We can leave it open. I'm going to be splitting up the year in this way. So now you split it up to 13, but it's still the same price. In other words, it is not necessarily true that I'm changing my mind. I'm canceling. So, since over there we don't understand what his intent is, so therefore I need to say that it's Babana Mutabasafik. Because I don't know that he's changing his mind. But if I knew that he were changing his mind, then obviously I would agree with Bananas. Meaning, if I would see this statement as 100% contradictory, and that there's no way to square the statement 12 per year with the statement 1 per month, so then maybe halacha would be. We would all hold a Bananas. Therefore, I want to make it very clear, says Rav, that's not the case. The case is that it is a contradictory statement, and that it's basically Rav Shimon and Gamliel and Rav Yossi disagreeing with Bananas, and that's why I say that Cholkin alav chaverav. Now, the thing is, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we have yet another approach. Shmuel is quoted as saying that Zudivrei Bananas, Avol Chachamim Omrim Halech Achar Pachot Shebelashonot. The Chachamim disagree, say Shmuel, and the Chachamim hold that what you do is you go according to the lesser amount. Whatever is talking about what the less that I'll have to pay, that's what it is, depending on who's Moksik, of course, that's what it is that you're going to end up paying. So therefore, whichever way it is, the Mocher, if the Mocher is a Moksik in the Karka, so then obviously Yado ala Elyona, and therefore we could say Mida Becheval or Hein Ches Ben Yeser, so it depends. If he gave a little bit more, so then we say, well, he said Mida Becheval. So I'm the Moksik on the Karka. Tough. If it was the other way around, if it was less, he could say to the guy, well, I don't have to give you more because I did say Hein Ches Ben Yeser. So I told you I left my options openly. So therefore, it would be Higio in that case. And if I had already paid and now you want my money back, obviously I don't have to give you the money back. So depending on who is in whatever position, either language puts you in the place of Amotze Mechaver Olav Araya, whichever one is less and whichever one is Mukhsa. But that's a completely different explanation. We were saying that the question over here is, do we go according to Loshon Achron or do we say Amotze Mechaver Olav Araya? That's what Shmuel is saying. We were saying until now, do you go Basa Lashon Achron, or do you say Mamana Muta Basafik Chokin? So really, the understanding of what the Chachomim who argue on Banana say is itself a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. But that there's an argument between Bananas and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Yossi, that seems to be a given. So everybody is saying Chokin Olav. Now, the thing is, that when Shmuel says the words, Zu divrei Bananas, usually what that means is, well, don't think that this is the normative halacha. It's only Bananas, after all. But, I mean, we would certainly agree with the Chachomim and the Das of the Rabbim. So normally the way you use that language is that you in fact disagree with Bananas, which means, Zu divrei Bananas velo svirale. I, Shmuel, who say these words, I actually don't hold of Bananas. Our guest has traveled all night and has had no coffee.
This is supposed to be having a machine.
That's right. Absolutely. You should be the first to get. There's no question about it. You might even pour it over his head like sort of a Christian kind of. Hey, all you guys in Joburg, guess who has Naftali this morning?
Oh.
Hey, so now we have, that means three different approaches, two contradictions. Either we say he definitely meant the last statement, or we say that with Tzmoman Amutu B'Safek, or we say essentially we can see it either way, and whoever is toughest, that's the guy you're going to have to prove that it meant something else, and so on. By the way, there's an interesting nekudah over here, a side point that is spoken about by the Rishonim. If this guy had come along, the deal wasn't closed yet. They'd spoken about it the night before, and he said, I'm going to give it to you leave the door open. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you for 12 a year. The next morning he says, I'm going to give it to you for 1 a month. There would have been absolutely no question that he had changed his mind. The point over here is that he said it all together. That was the point, right? So you'd think, okay, so then if he said it all together, then it's even clearer that it's a charata, because always we say, that's amazing. Always we say that if it's toch kedei dibur, then it could be even begetter eder, so it wouldn't be considered to be two separate statements, right?
And you can listen to the later language.
Yeah, because I'm still talking. So I'm still talking, I haven't changed my mind. So then why in the world would we say in this case the opposite? Why would we say here that we wouldn't, we would be mesutik whether it's considered to be a charot, and it's only Ben Nanas who holds it. It's very strange. So the Ritva is masbir that the fact that a person speaks in a business deal in a contradictory fashion and then says nothing about it afterwards means that he himself has not clearly indicated that he's changed his mind. When you say in the same sentence, you immediately think to yourself, that's pretty dumb. So if you change your mind, then you would say, look, I know I said originally, you know, but I can't really be absolutely certain, so let's just stick with this. I'll be masbir what I mean. Since I don't explain myself in any way, it seems clear that that there's some question of suffix here. That's what makes us think that it stands as a contradiction. But Enochinami, in other cases, I would have seen it clearly as a guy. I watched it to Bez, and he says, no, I actually was wearing a blue suit. I mean, that's not a change. I realize now it was a blue suit, not a black suit, like originally thought. Fine, that would definitely stand according to the end, which is interesting. So in other words, it's because of the mode of interaction in buying and selling that we look at it in this fashion. We're saying, I mean, the way Shmuel is explaining things, that it's a question of who's toughest, and we're going to see even more of that in a moment about the tenant, exactly what you're bringing up, so that it's clearly an alternative approach. Okay, so now, since you said the words Zudivri Ben Anas, so we understand that to mean, I don't hold of it, but I want you to understand that's what he's saying. The problem is, says the Gemara, Zu Velo Svirla? You mean to tell me you're saying that you don't agree with Ben Anas? But I mean, it's weird because both Rav and Shmuel spoke about another case, which was also the same issue. So far we have two cases which are the same issue. The case at our Mishnah was a contradiction between Mira Bechevel and Hein Chaser Yeter. And the second case that we had was a guy who says, I'm charging you 12 per year, one per month. This new case is a similar case. Over here, the issue is slightly different. But a guy says, I'm selling you a kur for 30 sela. Now, that means basically one sela per sela. Okay? Now he starts delivering it to you. You haven't taken possession yet. You've taken only 29, have been unloaded from his truck. And you say, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm not taking possession, because there was no Mashiach. The guy says, what do you mean there was no Mashiach? I already delivered 29. You want to argue about the last saw? Fine, let's argue about it. The din is, in that case, yochol lachzor bo afilu b'sa'ah achrona. Either party can change their mind, even at the very last sa'ah, because since what it was that I made the deal for was a kur, until you take possession of a kur, you haven't taken possession at all. Very similar to the case of 12 per year. If I didn't say anything else, I'd only get paid at the 12 at the end of the year. If you said it now the other way around, you said, I'm going to be selling you now kur b'shloshim sa'ah b'sela. Ooh, 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 ooh. So now we've got that same issue. First kur b'shloshim, so then that would mean you have to take possession of the whole thing. If you would have just said, I sell you sa'ah b'sela, it's clear that you mean every sa'ah that you take possession of. That's a deal, one sa'ah. 29 sa'ah, 29 sa'ah. Nobody could change their mind. It's over once you were Moshe. But since you said over here a contradiction, you would have thought that there's an issue over here. Does he mean one? Does he mean the other? Said Shmuel and Rav, the din is, in this case, Rishon Kona. There's no problem. And you are Kona. Now, what does that mean? It means that even though I saw at the beginning a contradiction, I said Kur B'Shloshim, and now you went ahead and said Sabasela, no problem. You definitely go by Sabasela. Definitely. So that means that Shmuel does agree with Ben Manas. He's saying, take a look at the last Lashon. That's the halacha. I thought you said you don't hold a Ben Manas. I don't get it. Ella, well, I was wrong. Okay, I guess Zu means I do hold a Ben Manas. I was just coming to make it clear that not everybody holds a Ben Manas, but I'm certainly one of his strong supporters. That's right. Zu Divrei Ben Manas. So Zu Visvirale.
Where?
That's how to say it. The question is, so now you're saying he does hold of it? No, he definitely doesn't hold of it. I'll prove to you he doesn't hold of it. Now, obviously, we're doing this in order to zero in on the different issues. So, wait, so you say he doesn't hold of it? He does hold of it. Ah, he does hold of it? Absolutely not. I'll prove to you he doesn't hold of it. All right, so we're going to take a devil's advocate position until we decide what's really going on. So on the surface, the moment that Rav and Shmuel agree about the fact that in a contradiction of 30 to Saw Basela, we go according to the last part of the statement, we assume that means that everybody's with bananas, right? And now we're going to say, now wait a minute. He certainly does not agree with bananas because look how it is that Shmuel understands the statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And this is precisely as you mentioned a moment ago. And that is, Shmuel says, you know what the case was over there? It was talking about where they came in the middle of the 13th month. And they were arguing. At that point, the Balabayit was screaming in the court that I want my payment for this month. And the other guy says, no, you agreed to 12 a year. And that means no matter how many months there are. So therefore, the guy who already lived there for half of a month is tofus. I'm not paying you. You want me to pay you? I'm not paying you. On the other hand, the rest of the month, the court says to him, well, you know, if you don't pay, the guy has the right to throw you out because he is tofus on the karka. The Balabayit is always a muchzik in the karka. He doesn't have to let you stay here 1 minute. He'll call the cops, throw you out of here. So either you're going to pay him at least for the half a month, or you're not going to pay him anything. That would be the reason that they said chokin, not chokin. In this case, where he's saying they're arguing a ben nanas, or somebody gets the rights. Yeah, of course somebody gets the rights. Whoever's toughest gets the rights. That's the point. Means we don't know what, we don't know. We can't prove it, but since you already didn't pay rent, we obviously can't take back from you the half a month that you lived in there, and the rest of the month, if you want to live there, you're going to have to pay for it. That's all that they're saying. So in other words, that means he's saying that Lamaisa, the deal over there is only true because of the fact that he was already Mosek in it. But if, Avobabat Chilata Chodesh, if he had come at the beginning of the month, so then the maskir would say, either pay me or get out. And that's where we would have paskin. Then kulola maskir. Besof hachodesh kulola socher. Now, if Shmuel has to come along now and be masber the details of what the case is, by where we had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, we have Reb Yossi, then obviously he seems to be saying that that's how I hold. This is the whole point. That it's a question of who is muzak. But according to Ben Nanas, it would be irrelevant who's muzak. We go according to what it was said.
Well, no. If they demand in the middle of the chodesh, does he have to pay half the amount or the whole?
So what Shmuel? The truth is that in Bav Metzia, in the case over there, Reb Nachman says you're always going to have to pay for the whole month because with this svara, there's no such thing. You can't be a muzak because you've already lived there. Because if you went into somebody's house and you lived there. And it wasn't the case of Zen Edev Zalor Chasser. It was obviously meant to be rented. Right, you've been paying rent. You were obviously a guy who was paying rent because you did pay rent. So now you're going to live there and you say, well, nobody said anything. So, you know, I'm going to take this. What the thing is, of course, he sues you and gets his money. He says, it's irrelevant, says Ramach. What kind of craziness is that? So what if it's the middle of the month? There's no such thing as not being able to take back the time that you live there. Take it back by paying for it. So therefore, Nachman disagrees totally, and the Rashbam says, that's really the halacha. Neither of this is true. These approaches don't make any sense. But it's clear that if Shmuel is going out of his way to be masbir, that this is what they hold. So that it boils down to, they hold that we go according to whoever is muksik, which is what we said before. That according to the Chachom, who argue on bananas, we're masbir either way, whichever gives the most advantage to the one who's muksik. If Shmuel is going out of his way to being explaining exactly what must have happened by Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yossi, why do you say that he holds a ben nanas? And yet you can't say he doesn't hold a ben nanas because we already saw that when it comes to the case of taking possession of the saw of the shloshim, the kur, that you take possession with everyone because of the last statement that you said was besela. So now I really don't understand what's going on. He doesn't seem to be able to make up his mind. Okay, says Igmar, you know what? La'olam zuvalos. We were right the first time. Usually when somebody says, this is only the words, is what he means. This is the words of bananas, means only the words of bananas. But the Chachamim disagree. So what was your problem? Your problem was, then, how do we explain the issue that we said before about the Sa'ah and so on? You just said it yourself. Hatam taim amai. What was the explanation of merchatz, according to the way Shmuel was saying it? It wasn't because of Yachloku like Sumchus, that Mamen Amutu Besafik. It was because you're Tafli. That's what you said. You came in the middle of the month. That's the only way we understand the Psak Alok over there. Okay, if that's the case, that you're Tafus, so then what's the problem? Hachanami HaTafis. If that's the case, then a year or two, we were talking about where you're Tafis, right? So it's not because I hold of Ben Nanas. It's simply because, just like by the Merachat, you're Tafis in the middle of the month, the same thing would be true over here. So then, Rishon Kana. That's all. You want to now, wherever you change your mind, whoever is the one that's in possession, lo mafkin amine, basically. And therefore, it's not because we go according to the Lashon Achrayim that he says that whatever you took, you took. It's because whatever you took, and go try to get it back from him. So go prove that it wasn't the Lashon Achrayim. That's the point. So Memela, there's no contradiction over here at all. The psak of Shmuel had nothing to do with Ben Anas. It was simply because of the fact that you were considered to be tafus. So even though we said the words, Rav Shmuel di Omar Tarvayu, Kur b'shloshim ani mocher lecha, yochol achzor bo afilu b'sa achrona, but kur b'shloshim sa b'sela, rishon kane, is not necessarily for the same reason. Because there'd be two ways of arriving at that conclusion. One way of arriving at that conclusion would be to say we follow Ben Anas. And that the din is that you go according to the Lashon Achron, and the Lashon Achron was saw b'sela. So Mamela, every saw as delivered is yours. But the other way of learning it is like Shmuel learns. If the Chachamim hold not like Sumchus, then it would be because they go according to whoever is Tafus. So therefore, you can't change your mind once already there's a Tfisa on the Sa'a. But that would mean, of course, Rav doesn't have this option, right? Because remember, Rav holds that the din is their chok and olav, not because of this whole idea over here, but because Yachloku kipshute. Yachloku would mean that means that Rav would be going alibet ben nanas, Shmuel would not be going alibet ben nanas, as we're going to see, and they both come up with exactly the same psak, but for totally different reasons. So that would mean that even what we say Amri Tavayu, it doesn't mean Amri Tavayu mioto ha'ta'am. It simply means it boils down to the same psak. Lamaisa, there would be a tremendous difference between the two approaches. If you'd be saying, like Rav is saying, that we're going according to Ben Anan, so then if you had reversed the statement, let's say you would have said, I'm selling you a saw b'sela, shloshim sela lakur. So then, according to Rav, you can change your mind. Anybody can change his mind until the very last amount. Because definitely you go according to the Lashon Achron, whereas according to Shmuel, it's precisely the same. And since I don't know, so therefore whoever is toughest, it is considered to be toughest. So that means that you can't trust the statement that says the Amri Tarvayu. You know, it's usually that way.
The bottom line is the same,
but unless you understand where it's coming from. You know, I mean, it's basically like that when you argue with your wife, right? It's exactly like that. She's always right, but it's from a different reason than you ever thought about. So Lamaisa, when it comes to the next case, it's always the opposite of what it was before, right? It's an amazing kind of thing. It's always consistent, but consistent to a different level. So Mamela, we need to recognize that's true in the Gemara as well. Omer Avuna, you should know that Amri Beirav, now, Lamaisa, I mean, I've sort of made over here an assumption. I made an assumption that definitely Rav must hold the Benanas, even though all he said was Zu Divrei Benanas. But let's take a look why we should make that assumption. Comes along Rav Huna, and he says, you should know that in the base of Medrash of Rav, it's as if we're hearing it from Rav. So Rav Huna says, you should know that they said the fourth case that is similar. Let's just review what the cases are that we've had so far. We've spoken about our Mishnah as a contradiction between Mita Bechevel and Hein Chasra and Yasser. We've spoken about the question of the 12 selah per year, which turns out to be one selah per month, and that's a contradiction because it's 13 months. We spoke about the case where a guy is selling a kur, b'shloshim, and then he says, and which is one selah per saw. And now, the next case, which is contradictory, is where a guy says, the price of this item for the sale over here is an istra, you know, me'amoy. That's a contradiction. Because an istra is 96, basically, putais. This is 192 in a dinner. A katz dinner means you got 96. And here you're saying 100. That's not just rounding it off. So what is it? Is it 96 or is it 100? So the din over there, they say, is that if that's the way you put it, then the price is me'amoy. If you said it in the other direction, you reversed it, you say, the price is me'amoy, istra. So then it's an istra. Then it's 96. So what is that saying? Tvos lashon aharon, which seems to be saying that according to Rav, we paskin clearly like ben nanas. Even though he said zu divrei ben nanas, that's actually what he meant. Says the Gemara, what in the world do you think the Chiddush is over there? My Kamash, what are you trying to tell me? That Rav holds Tvos lashon aharon? I need Rav Huna to tell me that Rav holds Tvos lashon aharon? This was Rav's famous comment on the Psak Halacha of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yossi, in which he said, let me tell you guys something. If I had been in that Beis HaMedrash, I'll tell you how I would have paskin. So what does he say over there? Omer Rav Chadazim. The Omer Rav said about that story in the Mishnah Bava Metzia, where the guy sued for the bathhouse for the extra month's rent. If I would have been there, I wouldn't have said Yachloku. I would have given every last dime to the Balabai. Kulei lamaskir. Okay, why? Because the last statement that he made was one sellout per month, and now there's 13 months. One dinner rather sell per month. So that means you got to pay me 13 for the year, not 12. So didn't Rav say he paskins like bananas? So what do I need Rav Huna to say paskins like bananas? Says the Gemara, no. It's different. Because ma'o detema pirushika mefarish. I might have thought that what the guy was saying was not contradictory at all. Not to be confused with what we said before. But I would have thought that actually what the man was saying is, when I say that I'm charging you 12 per year, that's because I'm assuming that this is a regular year, because Beis Din has not yet been Ma'arba Dechodesh. If it turns out that it'll be Ma'arba Dechodesh, of course, it's going to be a seller per month, so you'll have to add for me. Which are perfectly reasonable statements. So there's no contradiction in his words. So Mamela would have said, in that case, obviously we would go according to what he's saying, because he's only making one statement. He's explaining, exactly. It's not because I hold a ben nanas, it's because clearly that's what he must have meant. I mean, we're going to assume that Stam, the guy's an idiot. So Mamela, Amal de Teberushka Mefarish, Mamela, I need Rav Huna to be Kamashmalan, that actually what Rav really held was, in the case of Ma, Estira Ma, which is the fourth case of contradictory language, that it's really because he altered ben nanas. So if that's the case, then that means that Rav is not saying what Shmuel is saying in the case of Amri Tarvayu. So according to Rav, the reason that in the case of 30 and Saw Besela, the reason is entirely because whatever he said last, that's what goes. That means if I would have reversed it, and I would have said the last words, 30 for the core for 30, there would have been no sale until the whole core was delivered, whereas according to Shmuel, it makes no difference, because anyway, the issue is that in such a case, we don't know how to paskin the intent, and because of that, we would always go according to whoever is muchzik. So it turns out that we have each one of these cases is really slightly different. All seem to be the same on the surface, but it pulls apart the issue over here. One thing that's very strange, we talked about Shmuel. We ended up with saying, well, you know what? I mean, the truth is that it's because it's tafus. What happened to our original approach? Remember how the Gemara went. We first said, imi hatam, if you would have told me just the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, I would have said that there's really no contradiction. Then I come back. There may be no contradiction. I'm a sugya. Then I come back at the end of the sugya, and now I say, well, no, the truth is the only way to explain Shmuel is because it's Mukzak, and there really was a contradiction, and he himself doesn't hold of Ben Nanas. What went wrong? I don't get it. In the middle of our discussion, we sort of changed our mind, and we said, there's not really an option to understand Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Yossi as being consistent with Ben Nanas. Whereas the Chatchila, we said, when we're talking about Rav, we said, it's perfectly consistent with Ben Nanas, because that case is certainly possible to understand as, you know, in the other sense. So I'm not sure what he meant. Maybe lechatchila he really meant it to be a yearly rental, and now he's saying it's a monthly rental. Or maybe he's coming to say the yearly rental is collectible by the month. And now all of a sudden we're rejecting that whole approach. There's no way out of it being a contradiction. So this bothers the Rashbam very much. Why exactly, antosis, why exactly did we change in the middle of the circuit? So one thing that the Tosfos also suggests is that our natural inclination to say zu velo svirale is the blink. In other words, the first way that we read something is generally what we'd like to believe it means. So, you know, that blink theory, that you really get the meaning of. This is Caldwell's book, latest book, right? Next to the latest book. Okay, so your first approach, the Gemara's first approach is that zoo naturally means I don't hold of it, let's stick by that. I don't hold of it. But there's also another issue. Rav rejected that approach, right? Rav originally said, there's no tzad over here that he is coming to be mazbir, that he wants to collect monthly and so on and so forth. Kamash malan, chokan alav chavei Rav. Do we have any reason to create a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that issue? I mean, it's a totally peripheral issue, right? How do we understand what happened in the courtroom of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So we said, Rav wanted to make it very clear, lechatchila, we said, ma'ika mashma. Rav says, look, I want to make it very clear, I know you guys all know this Mishnah, in Bav Metzia, famous Maisa happened in Tzipori. Don't misunderstand that Maisa thinking that the reason that they paskind over there, that it should be achloku, is because we really hold of bananas, but that case is not contradictory. It is contradictory. That's what Rav said. If we are going to now say, well, Shmuel understood that actually it wasn't contradictory. So then we're creating a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about something we have no indication that there ever was a machlokas on. If Rav's understanding of the Mishnah is that that Mishnah does not support an approach of saying that it really means the same thing, why should we say that Shmuel holds differently? We never do that. So that means that effectively the Gemara has rejected those approaches out of hand, lechatchila. And it's assumed a different approach. Memela, once that's true, we have to talk about life in different terms now. Look, forget about what we said originally. Okay. So if we forget about it, okay, so now what exactly is the understanding of it? The understanding of it is that Shmuel indeed does not hold of bananas. Shmuel explains indeed the shitas of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi. And he holds that the point over there is because of Tfisa, not because of Yachloku. And nonetheless, he agrees with Rav in the case of Shloshim and Sa'ar B'Sela, because it happened to work out that way, that we both hold the same bottom line, because you're toughest, but not because, if you wanted to say that we're arguing, you could have said it just as well. You could have said, if a guy says, Sa'ar B'Sela ni mocher lecha, Shloshim lekur, oh, and then we'd have a machlokas b'nakatsa lakatsa. Fine, we put it this way to drive you crazy. But it would have been just as true that we had a machlokas. Mida bechevel ani mocher lacha hein cheser hein yeser. Then batal hein cheser hein yeser the mida bechevel. Hein cheser hein yeser mida bechevel. So then batal mida bechevel hein cheser hein yeser. Divri benanas. Omer Rav Abba bar Mamal, Omer Rav chokin alav chavirav al benanas. Maika mashmalan. Obviously they're chokin it to prefer Shemishna. Tanina maaseh b'tzipori b'achat shetzachar merchat b'chaviro b'shem esar zuvim l'shana. Dinner is of Lachodesh, which is contradictory. Ubama said of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, v'lifnei Rabbi Yossi, va'omru yachalokot chodesh ha'ibur. So, bananas wouldn't have said yachloku. No, but you see, mihatam hava mina hatam did the ikel amema mahadakar. But on one hand, it might be a contradiction, it might be a charata, but on the other hand, ikel amema b'prushikam afarish. Therefore, kamash malan, that you should know, Rav says, the issue over there is a psak halacha keneged ben anas. Om Rav Yirom Shmuel zudivri ben anas avachachamim omrim alecha char pachot shebleshanot. So that means zuvelo svirli? I mean, I thought Rav and Shmuel both say, kur b'shloshim ani mocher lecha, yochol achzor ba afilu b'sa'a achrona, Rishon Kana, which is Mashma, that it is Kibananas, and Shmuel agrees. Oh, okay, so I guess it's Zuva Svirle? Umi Svirle, Vama Shmuel, Bebab Emtzach Chodesh Askina. The only way that that psak makes sense is that Bob, if it's Bob Emtzach Chodesh, each one is Buksik and half the money. Avo Bob et Chilata Chodesh? Then kulo lemaskir, besof haChodesh kulo lesocher, and lemaisa every day. I mean, it would have been prorated across the month, and it just so happened that they say yachloku is an accident because that was the case. So he apparently does not own the bananas. Elolam zo velo svirle, like we thought originally. Vahatam time of mine, mishum the tafis. Okay, so achanami a tafis. Omer avuna amre be rav, the case of istra ma'a. Of Istra, rather, Me'amoy. So then the din is Lashon Achron, Me'amoy. If it's Me'amoy Yistra, then it's Lashon Achron, Yistra. Well, I should hope so. Just don't tell me you're telling me this again. Ma'ika Mashman Tvos Lashon Acharon. I mean, Rav couldn't have said it more clearly. Ha'amar Rav Chodazim, Ha'amar Rav, Iyavoy Hatam, Ha'viyayivne Kulu Lamaskir. Why? Because the last words that you said was dinners of L'chodesh. So he's telling you he disagrees with anybody who would disagree with Ben Anas. Nope. If I didn't know the case of the Me'amoy versus the Yistra, Ma'adotemi Purushika Mefarish, the reason is not because there was a Ben Anas, but because there's no contradiction. Kamashwan, there's definitely a contradiction. And I pass it like Ben Anas.